from the Corps of Engineers who had gotten notice. But certainly they know that this was Oakmont because they've come in front of the board several times and we've denied them each time. This is an unimproved road that was originally intended for lake access for the residents of Oakmont. Now, it's not a steep bluff as stated in the petition. It is rugged territory like all of Tabor Rock Lake. But the intended purpose, use of this spur off of Bridgeview was for the residents to access Tabor Rock Lake if they would like to do so. That was the original plat was designed that way. Mr. Martinez has used this as his driveway. And we have authorized Mr. Martinez to approve this if he wants to continue to use this driveway. We could, feasibly, we could block that road if it gets too rough because of the concerns for our residents. We don't want somebody to drive down a road that they can't get back up. There's a lot of unimproved roads in Oakmont community where lots that were purchased years ago have gone back. They haven't paid the assessments and so forth. And we choose not to improve a lot of the roads that are pre-existing in Oakmont community where there hasn't been development. This would be another example of that on a smaller scale. But we feel like it's setting a bad precedent if this is vacated without the other adjacent property owner having any say in the situation. There's a total of 15 people, 15 lot owners on Bridgeview overall, and none of them have been approached. None of them have had any notice on any of this request. So I'm representing the board of directors saying that we've previously turned down his request. Martinez has an opportunity to have a driveway from the main Bridgeview Road, and yet he has the convenience of using the unimproved road as his driveway, which we have allowed to occur. And he's even placed some signs saying it's private drive, and we've debated this with him that we don't want him to post like nobody has access because it's available to the members, even though we're not keeping it in an improved situation. But again, we've authorized him. If he wants to continue to use it, he can repair it. We're not going to spend the money to repair it and keep it improved because it's mostly for pedestrian traffic if somebody wants to park on Bridgeview and access the lake. But again, we think that the precedent is significant. And no offense, and all due respect, I don't see that this is an issue that the Taney County Commission has authority on because it's Oakmont Road. It hasn't been taken into the county. I might be missing something, but I don't see it that way.
Whenever a road is publicly, it's platted as a public road.
Okay.
That's what gives us jurisdiction.
Well, that's good for future information.
Regardless of if it's an Oakmont Road or not. Now, that being said, that just helped, that was kind of help clarify that issue.
Yeah.
You said that none of the people had been notified.
No. I can show you in the petition. I mean, they notified six entities. One of them, the Corps of Engineers, and the other was utility companies. Oakmont wasn't on that list.
You notified the adjacent owners and the utility.
Well, it's an Oakmont road. I mean, it's a public road, but it's controlled by Oakmont and maintained by Oakmont. And certainly we have a vested interest in it.
Where's Oakmont?
Oakmont's Big Cedar area.
I really think it's due to the covenants and the bankruptcy order that created the Oakmont Property Owners Association, and also looked at the history of the road, this little spur off of Bridgeview. And for the part we're talking about, as near as we can tell, Oakmont has never done anything to it. It's severely rutted, nearly impassable. It is extremely steep there and not suitable for access except by somebody who's willing to climb. And there may be people in Oakmont who would do that. It really serves as the driveway, a driveway off of the main part of Bridgeview down to this property. Would be very difficult. There used to be one there for a house that was there, but the house as constructed has the garages on this end. What we're talking about is this little section, tenth of an acre, and it's of no importance to the the rest of the Pokemon.
Well, we think it is because it's a precedence that we don't. We want to have the authority to vacate. We feel like, you know, at least we should have be served notice
you,
and
you
have the opportunity to comment.
You continue to claim that you have rights over the road, even though the commission has.
Well, according to the covenants, normally when we vacate a road, and we have done that when we sold property to Big Cedar, and we've sold property to other property owners, we make those decisions on a case by case. This is a pretty unique situation. This road was specifically designed in coordination with the Corps of Engineers to provide access to the lake for residents as they would like to do so.
We don't
want to eliminate that.
How does that work as far as providing? Is there like an easement with the Corps? Do you know that? Or Mr. Elliott, do you know that?
No, I'm not
as
sure.
Far as,
I think
or
is.
Mr. Styron, you may know. As far as a, you know, is there something in writing that says, hey, yeah, there's an agreement here to where they can access?
There is no shoreline use agreement or anything for that particular place. It is possible that, I mean, the area between the lake, the water, and the take line is a public property available to all the citizens of the United States equally. But
that's access to it from the lake.
From the lake or from public.
Or from a public, yeah. You can't walk across.
Do you know if any of your residents have used the road?
In the past, we've had people. Well, when this came up in 2015, we had a lot of residents attend the board meeting and say they opposed the vacation of that road when he approached the board. I don't think it's used on a regular basis. But
now, let me ask you this. If it was all Oakmont, and I'm just asking,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Elliott, you might chime in. If we vacate the road, does it not go back to the original owner? Or does it not go back to how it was originally? So then would it not automatically, if we vacate it, it wouldn't necessarily go to the owner of that property. It would go to Oakmont. Is that a possibility?
It's a public road.
Yes. It's. I mean, once you vacate a road, there is the remaining question beyond the commission's authority about whose interest it reverts back to. In the case of a subdivision, that's oftentimes different than if two folks give each side of the road for a road that's not subdivided. So, the answer to that question, I do not know because I don't have, you know, the background to be able to.
But it could in fact go back to Oakmont, not necessarily to the owner of that property.
It is a possibility.
Mr. Elliott, do you see that the commission has jurisdiction?
The commission does have jurisdiction in the sense that, I mean, the requirements under the statute for a petition to vacate under Chapter 71 is that it has to be a subdivision in an unincorporated part of the county, and the road in question had to have been marked on the subdivision plat. All of those requirements are met. You know, under the statute, there's no requirement that landowners or adjoining landowners be notified. All it requires is publication in the newspaper and direct notice to the utility provider. So just for the commission's benefit, that's the standard there. Obviously, the point of the publication in the newspaper is for a gentleman like the speaker to be able to show up and voice their concerns.
Thank you.
I'll say one more thing, if I may. If you vacate the road, the Oakmont Community Property Owners Association can continue to assert their rights over the road. That will not change. It will simply no longer be a public road.
Sorry, can you state that again? If we were to vacate the road.
If you vacate the road, it will no longer be a public road. That does not affect the rights, if any, of the Oakmont Community Property Owners Association.
It would sure seem to circumvent our ability to keep it open to the public and to our residents, because the vacation request would seem to indicate they're wanting to make it exclusive for their use.
The vacation request is so that it would be considered a public road, no longer considered a public road, but a private road. many subdivision roads that property owners associations have to take care of are private roads, and it would be one of those. And as far as the Oakmont Property Owners Association's rights to it, I don't see that vacating affects those rights.
Well,
the county commission has no authority to do that.
You know, I think it's, you know, unfortunate that this process was begun without any involvement in Oakmont's say in it or have an opportunity, because it does affect the use of that road for, he's using it for his private driveway right now, and we're allowing that. But it's an Oakmont road, and he's got an old driveway that comes from the top, and we haven't been horsey about it and shut off the road and put rocks in front of it so it's just available for pedestrians. It's at the point where he's complained about it's in such an unimproved situation that he wants his driveway improved or us vacate it. Well, we've already authorized him to improve it if he wants to continue to use this as his driveway. It's a unique opportunity he has that we haven't restricted him from.
I think that there's the ability for possibly, I don't know this, the ability for you guys to possibly work something out to where it is a benefit for both the homeowner and the Oakmont. The reason I state that is as Mr. Steiner was saying, as far as like private roads or private, there are subdivisions, there are developments that have private roads that the HOA or the organization, or in Oakmont in this case, would still be able to control and allow access to their members, but not necessarily be a public road. But not necessarily say it's a public road to where anybody can access it. And so there might be something that you guys could work out together without the commission's involvement to where you guys both get what you want out of it. And I truly understand both sides. Before hearing that it was Oakmont using public access to the lake and the original intent and everything, I was all for closing it off simply because it makes sense. Hearing what you said makes sense. So, again, just me talking, I would be willing to either table this or not make a decision today anyways and allow you guys to come to an agreement of some sort if that's what you guys would wish to do. But what you guys are starting to talk about, we have no place over. We can either vacate it or not vacate it. Is that fair?
That's true.
So that's and
I don't foresee that there's any additional opportunity for change in our position, except that the compromise was that the residents were opposed to it. So our decision was not to vacate, but give him authorization if he wanted to improve it, since it's convenient for him to use his driveway.
And it could be something, and again, I'm just making this up, and I'm not an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be able to vacate it. You guys retain ownership. They make the improvements. It's private, but you still have control. They made the improvements. They don't have to worry about just anybody coming in there. It's a win-win. So that's probably what I would look towards.
Mr. Steiner, just state exactly, and I know you did in the beginning, but exactly your client. What is his purpose for wanting it vacated?
He's going to spend quite a lot of money making a concrete roadway there. And his intent was not to prevent people from climbing down the bluff, but simply to not tear up his cars going to his property.
I did not know there was going to be objection, so I haven't been on the road, or I would have went on it then. So where that road is at, I'm thinking that is a bluff. You cannot drive to the lake and
you can't drive boat. To the lake. You could, using your hands and feet, you could clamber down,
okay.
But it's quite steep, quite rugged, and not well used.
It's not a bluff. It's rough. It's just like most of Table Rock Lake. It's not a bluff.
Could you see Oakmont making a road on down to the lake to put in as a boat ramp?
No, we don't have any, because it butts up against Cortaken, and that's as close as you can get to the lake. There's no authorization to do that.
We gave the Corps of Engineers notice because it is the Corps of Engineers who controls lake access over their property. And if the Corps thought that they were going to put a public facility